So then that kind of brings us back to Joan Donovan, the researcher who was at Harvard up until recently, who we heard about at the top of the episode. So tell me a little bit more about her and her work and how she ended up kind of at the center of this debate about the influence of tech companies at universities.
So like many people who are now spending a lot of time analyzing disinformation, misinformation, and how it spreads, Joan Donovan didn't start out doing that. She was trained as a sociologist.
Myself, I'm interested in sociology, and so I want to know how groups behave. So I'm less inclined to talk about psychology or, you know, individual motivations to join certain political parties, but I can talk a lot and at length about all kinds of other garbage, but particularly about how things that we might consider soft messaging or persuasive messaging online is really having a strange effect on our politics. And we're starting to see ideas that used to be considered very, very fringe moving closer and closer to the mainstream. And so some of
one of the things that she was looking at were white supremacists and how they were promoting ideas about DNA testing and how this sort of helping them gain traction, because white supremacists in the United States are a lot bigger force than they were 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
And so what we need to do is to think about, well, how is social media going to prepare itself for the networking of white supremacists? And when they build power and they show up offline at these events, are social media companies going to begin by trying to disrupt that infrastructure building in the first place? Or do they wait till the violence happens and then provide that evidence to law enforcement? Unfortunately, what happens...
You know, one of her core reasons for studying this is that all the tech companies promote what drives engagement, because engagement is what gets them eyeballs, and eyeballs is what gets them advertising money. Unfortunately, part of that dynamic is the extreme stuff, whether you love it or you hate it, is engaging.